In Seattle, a group of scientists and surgeons have joined forces to study the inner workings of the human brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a project that's creating a digital library of human brain cells by studying tissue taken from patients undergoing brain surgery.
When a person has a brain tumor or severe epilepsy, surgeons often need to slice out an area of unhealthy brain tissue. But to reach that area, they frequently have to remove some healthy brain, too.
They cut that piece of brain out, and very often it's burned as medical waste.
Christoph Koch is the chief scientist at the Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle. He thought there must be a way to learn from those bits of healthy brain instead of tossing them into a medical incinerator. Koch met with some local neurosurgeons and came up with a plan.
So we now have people inside or just outside the operating room who receive those pieces of brain, put them in a special container, and then rapidly move them over here. So now we can record from a living brain.
And they can study it for a long time. It turns out that in the right environment, human brain cells can live for days outside the body. Jonathan Ting is an investigator at the Institute. He says when a piece of brain arrives, it's about the size of a sugar cube. Then a researcher quickly slices it into very thin sections.
We can actually examine this under the microscope and see individual living cells as close to the native state as possible for human brain cells. So, remembering that this was a cell that was functioning in a person's brain just half an hour ago.
The cells come from the brain's outer layer, or cortex. They're involved in thinking and memory and perception. And Ting says that because the cells are still alive, scientists can capture not only their anatomy, but the electrical signals they use to communicate.
We can clearly observe specific cells talking to one another.
Scientists feed all this information into a computer and create a virtual cell that they can study long after the real one dies. So far, the Institute has produced about 100 complete digital cells, which are freely available online. The database also includes a wide variety of mouse brain cells. And Christoph Koch says that should help scientists figure out why the human brain is so much more powerful than a mouse brain.
The basic hardware is the same, but if you get close up, you see there are lots and lots and lots of small differences that together translate into the fact that, well, I will never have a dinner conversation with a mouse.
Koch says the virtual cells could help explain why mice have been such poor models for human brain diseases like Alzheimer's or schizophrenia. They should also help researchers develop better drugs. But he says the final goal is to understand what makes a human brain human and conscious.
Ultimately, we want to understand how is it that this most complex piece of highly organized matter in the universe gives rise to, you know, our inner life.
Obtaining the brain tissue for this project required more than the cooperation of surgeons. Several dozen patients had to agree to donate bits of brain. And Ed Lean, an investigator at the Institute, says he wants these people to know how grateful he is.
It's really quite poignant to work with these tissues that came from an individual that participated in the thoughts and memories of that individual.
And now virtual versions of these cells live on in the memory of a computer. John Hamilton, NPR News.